many of you don't notice. But the reason why pornography exists is because it's an instrument of the Jews to take away the autonomy of your penis. They want to affirm and encourage sexually deviant behaviors and sometimes preferences that have never been present in your brain before. They're trying to change what you are attracted to. For instance, the goth girl phenomenon just suddenly popped up in 2023 and 2024. The Jews are 100% behind this and have allowed for this kind of media to be spread without regulation or control. In fact, they funded this kind of the freedom to spread this kind of media by propagating liberalism and freeing up sexual expression among women and men. It just spread around social media so suddenly, and it's the most cringe, forced shit imaginable, consumed by retarded faggot goyim. Suddenly everyone is lusting over these types of images, these types of women, and that's just what they want, and that they just made it happen. It's same with the femboy shit, you know? It's just suddenly happens overnight, and everyone just goes along with it. The reality is, the Jews want your penis. They want your penis. They want to take the control of your lust and take control of your penis for allowing, hosting, or producing, encouraging, whatever, this kind of material or deviant sexual fantasies, so they can influence your attraction or arousal towards an idea they have fabricated. So, and from the day you are born, they are already trying to take autonomy for penis. In fact, they remove an important organ, your G-spot, and they're wondering, but girl, the G-spot, the prostate, it's in your ass. But no, it's the penile frenulum. It's on the tip of your penis, the string that is attached to your foreskin. They remove it. It's really stupid, but they do it, and they can use to get you to believe that homosexuality is a normal thing by saying, okay, the G-spot is in your ass, so fucking your shithole is normal, even though your G-spot has been removed by the scientists and the doctors from birth. And from birth, they're trying to take autonomy of her butthole. And I've seen people like saying, oh, I have erectile dysfunction, I can't get my penis up, I'm not satisfied with my wife. You know why? Because the doctors have cut off the skin of your penis. In America and Korea, you are circumcised, and your G-spot, which is located in the frenulum, is partially or even completely removed. And guess what? When you don't have foreskin, you don't have lubricant, because the foreskin, it creates like a slimy substance for your penis when you get aroused. And this has been removed. Guess what you're gonna use? You're gonna use artificial lubricant that they have produced with estrogenic materials in it. It's in a plastic bottle, and they have methylparaben in it, and it's whatever oils in it. And some people are even crazy enough to use lotion. Like, they use skin lotion for this kind of stuff. Most skin lotions, they're already banned for your skin, but you put it on your penis? It has all these kind of unhealthy oils and estrogenic materials in it. And then those estrogenic materials, they seep in your body directly where your testosterone is produced. Reality is, you are born damaged by the doctors and scientists that have encouraged this behavior, that have mentally and basically physically raped you during infancy. This is how they can control your penis. It's penis theft. It's a penis dictatorship. And this is why the penis is the most oppressed body part of the world. So I urge you to quit the pornography, stop using lotion or lubricant, and just jack off to whatever, okay? They want you to do this. Okay? So if you're American, or even Korean. I know you've been circumcised, you have been raped. So stop it. You have to stop doing what evil people want you to do.